A three-room apartment was furnished with dark brown Mediterranean furniture, which always reminded her of her father. And an olive green wall to all rooms, a cathedral high ceiling towered overhead, and dark white walls that held many secrets surrounded her. Combination radio and stereo was against the wall, directly opposite a slip-covered white couch, and adjacent to the door stood a bookcase filled with mainly love stories. Window stood a bar that had entertained many a party. She conducted all of her business in a room of pink and lace. Her associates always commended her for having such good taste. Constant ringing of her telephone relieved her mind of financial pressures, but kept her mostly at home. At times when business became too much, she would hire other girls. She was glad they consented to be her crutch and share a part of her world. They all called her mother and dearly loved her, some because they longed for the diminishing memories of the past, and some enjoyed being with her because she made them laugh. She went to church every Sunday, the Sabbath she would never offend. She prayed to God to forgive her and thanked Him for her friend. Her life ended tragically. Sunday morning, one newspaper reported Mother Superior was raped and stabbed 30 times by a very prominent lawyer. As I finished reading the article, I heard someone say, I think she deserved everything she got for living her life that way.